This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. In this election, Washington voters will weigh in on what could be the first carbon tax in the nation. Initiative 732 would impose a $25 tax on energy companies for every ton of carbon pollution they emit in an effort to combat climate change. The revenue would give businesses a tax cut, low-income families would get a rebate, and the state sales tax would drop 1 point. Environmentalists and energy insiders around the country are watching, especially the American coal industry. Kirk Johnson is Seattle bureau chief for the New York Times. He told me the coal industry is already on the ropes.
Coal has, as an industry, has been battered by a bunch of forces, political and economic. Price of coal has fallen sharply because of reduced demand since about its peak in 2011. And a lot of that is a shift toward natural gas for electricity production, but also reduced demand recently in China, which really brings us to the question of coal in the Northwest.
So what has this meant for our neighbors in states like Wyoming?
They see a kind of blockade on the West Northwest coast.
A blockade? How so?
They had envisioned, starting about 2011 or so, when prices were at their peak and demand in China was roaring, that there would be this gateway, a kind of new hub, energy hub, to the to Asia. And it ran through Washington and Oregon. And their plans did not go as they had hoped, partly because the economic forces underpinning it all changed. But the resistance, local and state and tribal, was formidable and pretty well organized. And most of these projects stumbled and faltered.
You're referring to the string of proposed coal export terminals that had been proposed up and down the Washington-Oregon coast, right?
Right, and along and on the Columbia. Six were major ports, terminals were proposed over the last 6 years, and only one right now is still standing in Longview, still under review. The rest have been shelved or declared dead.
This initiative is worrying coal executives across the country. What are they worried about?
Well, to borrow an old phrase from the Cold War era, I think they are seeing a domino effect or a potential domino effect. If one state goes, another may follow, and they fall like dominoes in a trend that hems them in increasingly and makes the idea of a carbon tax increasingly mainstream as more states do it, and ultimately brings them closer, they see, to a place where they are economically unviable.
What do people in the coal industry tell you about what they think would happen to their industry if more states were to look at this seriously and consider taxing carbon?
They see it as another effort to kill their industry, essentially. The political effort that they have categorized and called a war on coal by the Obama administration through requirements of reduction of carbon dioxide emissions from power plants is one element of that. The constriction of their efforts to export is another. And I think they see it as a deliberate effort to destroy an industry that is historically important in America.
You're using terms like destroy and war. That's pretty personal.
I think they take it very personally. You hear the voice of people like Governor Mead in Wyoming talking about the importance of export and the importance of coal to that state, a small state with huge reliance on one industry. And they look at these efforts and they say, you're out for us. You're trying to take us down.
Kirk, let's say the carbon tax proposal in Washington fails. What are the implications for people who are working in coal?
If it's not a carbon tax in Washington, it may well be a similar proposal in California or somewhere else. So I don't think they would be jumping up and down and saying we've won so much as, well, we'd live to fight another day and we'll see who takes a swing at us tomorrow and we'll be ready to fight then.
Kirk Johnson is Seattle Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Backers of Initiative 732 have raised just over $2.5 million so far. Opponents have raised just over $1 million. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.